Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and not only is it Friday, it is the first Friday of the NFL regular season. The Green Bay Packers welcoming the Detroit Lions to that very building right there behind me, Lambeau Field, on Sunday afternoon. We made it, folks. We made it. This is the last Packers Daily of an offseason that has seen a whole lot of drama, a whole lot of narrative shift, a whole lot of comings and goings and fretting and lots of anticipation and excitement and then maybe some trepidation about certain position groups and what have you. And then a Micah Parsons trade that throws it all out of whack because now suddenly the Packers are expected to win not only this game, but most of their games. And of course, you got to go 1-0 every week. That's the whole point of this here NFL, as Matt LaFleur likes to say. But man, I'll tell you what, I'm feeling pretty damn good, especially considering that the injury report just dropped. Let's take a look at the Theta Care injury report. And you see all questionables across the board, other than Elgton Jenkins and Jordan Love, who don't even have game day designations. That means they're good to go, people. That means Elgton Jenkins is your starting center. We know Rashid Walker will play left tackle, and we are on our way. Now, obviously, Micah Parsons will be the headline here. He is listed as questionable along with everybody else, including Nate Hobbs, who did put a couple of practices together. So that's promising, but Packers certainly not going to tip their hand. We got to talk to the defensive assistants today. Nobody, of course, is going to come out and say whether Hobbs is going to play or not. No one's going to say whether Micah Parsons is going to play, but I think most expectations are pointing towards Parsons playing at least in a part-time role. He's still ramping up through his own admittance in the locker room the other day, and certainly, as Dan Campbell has pointed out, they will have a plan whenever he is on the field. What's going to be fascinating is to see, especially on obvious passing downs, third downs, what have you, if they try to kick him inside to take advantage of some of the new pieces that the Lions have assembled there at the interior of their offensive line. They've got a rookie. They've got a guy who, they've had a guard moving into center, et cetera. All good players. Nobody's saying that this is going to be a walk in the park by any means, but it's certainly not one of the best offensive lines in the game that we have seen in Detroit over the last couple seasons. And I do think if the Packers can get them into a third, long, medium, what have you, where you're most likely going to be throwing the ball, if they don't try to kick Micah Parsons inside and take advantage of some of that untested talent, not to say that, these guys are going to be obvious about it. Clearly, they're going to make it tough on the Packers with getting the ball out of Jared Goff's hands quickly. I don't think Morton's going to change much in that regard, the new offensive coordinator for the Lions. And I know a lot has been talked about, and a lot will be talked about continuously until this game is over, but maybe even a month into the season, about the fact that the Lions do have two new coordinators, but they also have a boatload of really good players. And this is not going to be the case of the Packers just having to show up and, week one, unscouted stuff, take advantage of the Lions. We know that's not going to happen. Dan Campbell is too good a coach. He runs too damn good a program. What I am fascinated to see, and I asked LaFleur a bit about this morning, and he's somewhat punted on the question, but the style of football that the Lions are bringing into Lambeau on Sunday, regardless of what the coordinators do, regardless of what the play calls are, the game plan, what have you, the style of football the Lions are going to play. They're going to play to the echo of the whistle. They are certainly going to try and get in your guys' heads, especially that defensive backfield. No doubt about it. Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to be jawing at Keyshawn Nixon. And we know, on that defensive side of the ball, they're a bit of a handsy group on that back end. We'll see how the game is officiated, what you're allowed to get away with, what you're not, especially early in the contest. I expect both teams to try and probe that. Cleet Blakeman is our referee. Last year, his crew was pretty damn flag happy, and it was very flag happy when it came to defensive pass interference, defensive holdings, and that is an area where the Lions have, I'm not even going to say struggle, but they've certainly gotten their fair share of flags thrown at them because of their grabby nature. If this is a game where they're going to call it tight and you're not going to be able to do that, well, then the Packers might be able to cook up some man beaters and go to town. But if they're not calling it, if they're letting them play, so to speak, which is actually how I prefer a game to be officiated, then those defensive backs for Detroit are going to be all over the Packers receivers, tight ends, what have you. And it's going to be incumbent upon Matt LaFleur to stay ahead of the sticks, stay patient, committed to the running game. So they can't, you know, tee off, obviously, and not have to worry about a slip screen out of the backfield because they only need 3 yards on third down, etc. What's even more fascinating to me is that when this game first kind of got on the boards at Vegas this offseason, the Packers were underdogs, opening at home as underdogs to the Lions. But since the Parsons trade, the Packers are 2.5-point favorites. It's an interesting swing. Certainly, that is the type of difference that Parsons makes. He's one of the very few non-quarterbacks probably that would make that kind of impact on the line, but he certainly has. And regardless of whether he is out there full go, which I don't think he will be, or if he is used in a limited basis, probably mostly in passing situations, I suspect he is going to have an effect on this game in a big way, even in a limited kind of snap run. I'm fascinated to see how the Packers hold up when the Detroit Lions decide to run the ball, which will most likely be early and often. And talk about a test right out of the gate as far as gap lane integrity. I suspect we'll see Montgomery, you know, trying to soften that underbelly of the Packers defense, trying to see if the Packers can hold up and what their plan is without Kenny Clark. You know, we know most likely Colby Wooden will be playing nose tackle for much of the game, but what bodies are they throwing in there in a rotational basis? Is Nasir Stackhouse going to see the field? Does he play on early downs? Does Baron Sorrell see the field and try and help contain the edge and things of that nature? To me, that is going to be kind of the story of the game on the Packers' defensive side of the ball, because if Montgomery and especially Gibbs are allowed to, you know, get on cork, so to speak, it will be a long day at the office for Halfley's crew. No doubt about that. But hey, ultimately, we saw this team come into Lambeau last year, the last couple years, and take a commanding lead heading into the second half of both of those contests. That is the key to me this entire game. Got to be able to at least make it a contest going into the second half where you're not having to revert to your, you know, gunning for Jesus, trying to go five wide and catch up in three plays every single drive because you've fallen behind by three scores at halftime. Have to get out of that mode against these Lions. They're too good. And it's bit the Packers way too many times here at Lambeau. Obviously, the vibe will be electric. I suspect the defense will get introduced at first. I asked Matt if he's decided who's going to be introduced on Sunday afternoon. He said not yet. But I got to suspect we're going to see the Packers defense introduced, and Micah Parsons will most likely be last, and that place right there behind me will go absolutely insane. Very much looking forward to it. Really cannot wait for Sunday. And be sure you join us here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel for the first watch party of the 2025 season. Corey and I will be watching the game right here with Lambeau in the background. The first We Have Fireworks is 2 days away. I cannot wait, people. I am very, very excited. Before I get going, you guys know, let's give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. That's right. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Whether you're scoring touchdowns or cheering from the sidelines, ThetaCare is your most valuable partner in health. From injury prevention to recovery, ThetaCare's got your back and your knees and your shoulders too. Now, here's another little tidbit from ThetaCare.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at ThetaCare.org/heart.
There you go, people. If you want more information, there is a link in the description of this video for you to do so, or you can hit up ThetaCare.org. All right, let's get to your questions and comments, people. We've got all sorts of folks lined up. What's going on, everyone? Ed, starting us off with a super chat. How are you, man? Dear Matt LaFleur, a close first half followed by a dominating second half would be okay by me. Just saying. Well, Ed, I will impart that message to Mr. LaFleur. Consider it done. How's that? So this is Lombardi. What's going on? How you doing, man? It's an amazing weekend. Today, our new album, Title Town Original, dropped. Tomorrow is the kickoff party, and Sunday, we have Packers football. Look at you doing promo for us. Can't tell you how much that means to me, man. Thank you so much. And yes, as mentioned, make sure you're out and about on Saturday night here in Green Bay, right down the street, D2 Sports Pub on Armed Forces Drive, right down the street from Lambeau Field, kicking off at 7 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. Carry the G will be available, so bring your friends. Come thirsty. Get ready to talk some Packers and enjoy a live performance by Motel Men. Still can't really believe I'm saying those words. It's kind of insane. What else we got here, folks? How we doing? Ed, thanks again, man. A whole lot of drama. Remember a certain QB? I do remember a couple of QBs, actually. Interestingly, the current QB is relatively drama-free so far. I mean, we had the little kind of swath there, you know, a little bit there with the contract last summer, but mostly drama-free. I like it. Juice Wayne, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Excited for the season to start. Sadly, I work Sundays, and I get the live play-by-play from you or Grossi. Where can I watch full game replays? If you want to watch the entirety of the game, the best way to do it is to get an NFL Plus subscription. You get replays of every game, including the condensed versions, where essentially they just cut from play to play to play. There's no in-between the plays. There's no commercials. You watch the whole game in like 40 minutes. It's pretty great. But you can also watch the full broadcast if you want. NFL Plus is, you know, lacking in some areas, but in that way, it's pretty damn dope. That's how I rewatch most of the games. Chase F, thanks for the super chat, man. Excited to try Carry the G. I live in Minneapolis area and couldn't find any when I went to Hudson, Wisconsin recently. If only there was a certain jingle I could enjoy in the meantime. You know what? I think I might be able to help you out in that regard.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. I don't know. It just feels fun to say that. Ken, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Totally jazzed about this team. Go Pack, go.
That's the thing, right? It's just so exciting to be on the precipice of a season where, yes, the Packers are expected to do well, right? There's no doubt about that. I think most Packers fans have been of that mindset for a couple decades now, right? But, man, it certainly feels like the tide has turned nationally with the Micah Parsons trade, and most people see the Packers as a really good football team. Of course, none of this matters once things kick off Sunday at 3:20 here at Lambeau Field, right? They have to do the work. It is one game at a time, as annoying and cliched as that is. Because, as LaFleur does like to say, the league will humble you quick. And all this excitement, everyone talking about Parsons, everything the Packers could do this season, it's gonna feel pretty stupid if the Lions come in here and manhandle the Packers again in Lambeau. You know, that honeymoon will be short-lived. So it's great. I'm very excited. But, man, kickoff, everything goes out the window in that regard. Chris, what's up, man? Oh, come on. I told you weeks ago, Nag. Start expecting W's. This is going to be a cakewalk. Welcome to the new old Green Bay fucking Packers. Go Pack, go. Chris, dog, you operate however you need to or want to, and that's cool by me, man. I'm going to operate the way I need to, and that's what's dope. We can have really different approaches and or ideas about how to be fans, how to support the team. Your way is your way. My way is my way, and that's what makes the world beautiful, at least in my eyes. Klaus, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat from across the pond. Can't wait for this season. Go Pack, go. You and me both, brother. Cannot wait. Jason, thanks for the super chat, man. I love how quickly the Cowboy lovers reach the denial phase of grieving regarding how much they didn't need Micah anymore and a big good riddance to him. Yeah, that was a little tough to watch last night, wasn't it? You know, especially the Eagles marching basically at will. And certainly the quarterback's legs did a lot of the heavy lifting there, but even when he was back in the pocket, he had a pretty decent amount of time. Sure felt like the Cowboys could have used a little something in the pass rush to help him out. Hopefully the Packers won't have that issue on Sunday afternoon. Bill, how are you? Thanks for the super chat, man. I'm hoping we match and exceed their physicality. let me tell you, that's been the secret sauce for Dan Campbell since he's been in Detroit. You know, yes, he's been given some really good players. There's no doubt that, you know, as much of a laughing stock as Detroit was for decades, you know, they have absolutely 1,000,000,000% turned that program around, and they do and have acquired a boatload of really talented players. But Dan Campbell has certainly put his stamp on how they play, the play style they play with. And man, it's been a bit of bully ball when they play the Packers more often than not. And I am interested to see if the Packers stand up this time and give as good as they get. Absolutely need them to, without question. Sean, thanks for the super chat, man. When are the Packers inducting Jerry Jones in the Packers Hall of Fame? Yeah, maybe an honorary ceremony at some point to say thank you for the new Lombardis. I like this idea. Joe, thank you for the super chat. No taunting calls after making a big play, please. I mean, as long as they don't spit on anybody, I think we'll be okay. How fucking crazy was that? But you're right. The NFL is cracking down on unsportsmanlike conduct. Man, these are grown-ass men who are going out there for our entertainment and risking debilitating lifelong injuries, but God forbid you make a throat slash gesture. Or even now, like, shoot an arrow. Can't do that. It's a weapon. It's the dumbest shit ever. But that's the NFL. That's how it's run. And you're right. The Packers have to be careful. The Lions have done a pretty good job of getting in the Packers' heads in recent years. Whether it has been Keyshawn Nixon getting a flag on the opening kickoff last year, some of the jawing going on between Tucker Kraft and the secondary for the Lions, you know, they have to be able to hold their water. They've got to be able to keep it together because the Lions will try to bait them. The Lions will play to the echo of the whistle. And, you know, you can't give them cheap yards. They're too good. They're too talented. Got to hold your water. Got to keep it together. No question about it. Brandy, thanks for the super chat. Since the Parsons signing, I am taking the over on 8 interceptions for McKinney. Should be a fun time. I mean, I'd be a fool to tell you you're wrong or that you shouldn't do it because gosh knows, man, we know how productive he was last year, and that was with a very middling pass rush. With Parsons up front and the ability to get quick pressure, which is his calling card, yeah, he's got an opportunity. Now, sometimes it just doesn't bounce your way. There were a couple. The one that really leaps to mind is the week 2 interception that he got off Richardson, which basically Richardson airmailed over his intended receiver. I mean, and obviously McKinney's in the right spot, right time. He makes the play. You have, like, well done. But, you know, those numbers sometimes can be helped by, you know, a couple gifts from a quarterback or two. And no doubt that's anybody who's had a big season turnover-wise, that has occurred once or twice, right? But, man, I think with the ability they should have to get after the quarterback up front with only 4 guys, yeah, McKinney should be licking his chops, no doubt about it. Christopher, thanks for the super chat, man. Am I crazy to say that all the players I'm most excited to watch on Sunday, it's Edgerrin Cooper in year 2? Thanks for all you do, Nagler. Go Pack, go. Well, thank you, Christopher. Really appreciate it. And no, of course you're not crazy. I mean, I understand everyone's very jazzed about Micah Parsons for good reason. But man, there are a lot of things to get excited about on the defensive side of the ball. And yeah, Edgerrin Cooper is probably at the top of that list as far as so much of his rookie season, that the stuff that got you excited was his, you know, athleticism, explosiveness to get into the backfield and blow things up or to limit plays that in the past have really hurt the Packers, where running backs seemingly are out the gate and, running for a 12 or 15 yard gain and he's shutting it down for a 1 yard gain or even a tackle for loss, right? Those are things that I expect will continue. But now I think with another year in the system, a year under his belt, a better understanding of where he fits in the system and how they want to utilize him and how the coaches do, you know, trying to craft a game plan to take advantage of his obvious gifts. Man, sky's the limit for that kid. No doubt about it. Steve, thanks for the super chat, man. Nice lid, Nags. According to Packers Wire, 40 of 64 experts are picking the Lions. Sounds like 2/3 dummies to me. Go Pack, go. I mean, look, until the Packers prove people wrong in that regard, I'm not surprised, especially given how the Lions have beat up on the Packers the last couple years. You know, look, I understand there are mitigating circumstances for every game, right? And there are things that happen that, well, maybe if it goes the other way, etc. I understand that. But it's the simple play style of the Lions and their ability to play very physical, but also very disciplined ball under Dan Campbell in a way that Matt LaFleur's teams have not played when they've certainly when they've played the Lions, right? So until you show the world differently, I'm not surprised that that many people are taking the Lions. You know, you got to do it. You got to do it on the field. Starts on Sunday. Cannot wait. Amy, thanks for the super chat. Really appreciate you. Not Packers related. Has your counterpart in Motelman ever been to Green Bay? If not, I'm excited for him and would love to hear what he thinks after the weekend. Oh, yes, of course. Ben grew up in Appleton. That's where we met. We met as kids. Real quick, funnily enough, I met him in my friend Brian's driveway before we went to Herb Pool. And then we played Dungeons and Dragons later that day. That's how long I've known Ben. And this was last week. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so we've known each other since we were like 8, something like that. And Ben has not only been to Green Bay, but he used to play in a band that played all throughout the state of Wisconsin. And he's played in Green Bay tons of times. So, yeah, Ben's very familiar. Very, very familiar with the Green Bay area. And I really hope anybody that is able to can come out tomorrow night for the Motelman gig at our kickoff party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Craig, thanks for the super chat, man. Dear Matt LaFleur, please let Nags call the offensive plays. No way Campbell has prepped for that. Go Pack, go. Craig, that is about the quickest way to disaster that we could possibly go. Nobody wants that. You would certainly be throwing your remote control at your television if I was calling the plays. I'll tell you that. Chris, what's up, man? Thanks again. I once heard a saying, I believe it says, it is the fall of man when the media is forced to moderate what your children can view, or something like that. I assume that's about the NFL's cracking down on sportsmanlike conduct, but a wise saying, nonetheless. Ken Hansen, thanks again, man. Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member, a Patreon member, an all-around good dude, and just a real friend of Cheesehead TV. Appreciate you, man. On a train on my way to the Loop in Chicago this weekend, so we'll miss the meetup and top-notch band. I appreciate you, brother. But we'll yell, Bears still suck on Michigan Avenue. Well, you know, that's your mission as a Packers fan when you visit Chicago, especially on game weekend. Gotta let them know what's up. Gotta let them know what's going on. Oh, no. Puma, what's up? Do you think I'll be sleeping on the couch if I skip my daughter's soccer game to watch the Packers? See, brother, this is why you need to get mobile in your life, you know? Get, you know, a little streaming action in your pocket. I'm not saying how to do that, but there are ways. There are ways. That way you can watch it at the soccer game, and you don't have to miss your daughter's soccer game. But all seriousness, don't miss your daughter's soccer game. That would be my advice. Now, you do what you want, but, you know, you can follow along on Twitter if you need to. Hell, follow along on the Cheesehead TV watch party. We got the score up there. You can have a little thing in your ear and have Corey and I commentating on the game. It's a double win. Win-win in the Puma household. I like it. The Bears do still indeed suck. Truly. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Hopefully I'll see you either Saturday or here on Sunday for the watch party. In the meantime, go Pack, go.